Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In recent years, the national average cost of tuition has risen to over $20,000 for four-year public institutions. This may also explain why the average student loan debt for a graduating student from a school like Clemson, for example, is around $30,000. Josh Harris is with the College of Business at Clemson University. He joins us by phone now from his office in the upstate. Josh, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike, for having me.
First of all, give us an idea here of what's going on at Clemson with this topic.
Student loans are absolutely an important topic with the rise in tuition that we're seeing at schools like Clemson and here at Clemson. More students coming in are having to take on increased levels of student loan debt in order to finish their four-year undergraduate degree.
And what are the options that students have once they graduate to begin paying back those student loans?
There's quite a lot. Many students are going to be put onto a standard repayment plan, which is going to set you up for a 10-year option. But there are other options out there that give you quite a bit of flexibility. Now, of course, there's usually the benefit of student loan interest being deductible on your income tax returns, and students or young professionals should take this into consideration. But ultimately, for many young professionals like myself, their primary concern is going to be their monthly cash flow. So considering some other repayment options is worth their time. Some of those repayment options are going to be an extended repayment plan that can extend your monthly payments out to 15 or even 20 years. They're going to be graduated repayment plans. So they'll step up your monthly payment at a predetermined interval. And, you know, the idea here is you're going to start lower than your standard payment plan. And within 2 to 3 years, you're going to match that payment. And then by the end, perhaps 10 or 12 years down the road, your monthly payment is actually higher than what it would have been on your standard repayment plan. And then, of course, there are relatively new income-based repayment plans that are going to determine on an annual basis your monthly payment as either a percentage of your gross income or a percentage of your adjusted gross income, and they will extend your payments usually to 12 years, but of course these are going to give students the most flexibility.
Well, speaking of flexibility, let's say that you chose any one of those plans or even just the standard repayment plan. Can you change at any time to a different plan?
You can. So depending upon your loan provider, whether it's going to be the federal loan provider, a state, or a private one, they will allow you some flexibility to change between your repayment plans.
And now getting back to the income-based repayment plan, how is that percentage of your income determined? Does the financial institution determine that, or is this something that you can choose yourself in a range?
So this is going to be determined by the loan provider. So let's say hypothetically that the loan provider is going to say 10% of your adjusted gross income. So they will actually need your tax return data, and they will take 10% of your adjusted gross income, and they will cap your total payments that year at that amount.
And now what about just out-and-out forgiveness? Is that a possibility?
It absolutely is. This is a program that many students, young professionals, and even parents are not aware of, and it's relatively new. The federal government instituted the Federal Loan Forgiveness Plan almost 10 years ago, so the first round of eligible participants are coming up for forgiveness. And essentially, this allows you, if you're going to make 120 payments, they don't have to be continuous, but 10 years worth of payments on an income-based repayment plan while working at a federal, state, nonprofit, or some other qualifying public service agencies, you can forgive any remaining debt at the end of those 120 payments. It's a great option for someone who's working in like a school like I am, or working in a hospital, or even, you know, any other federal or state agency.
And of course, we haven't even talked about some of the key people here that may be involved, such as parents. A lot of parents help students with their loans through co-signing. What are their options?
You're absolutely right. So many parents are co-signing loans now with their students. Generally, you're going to see this when the parents are taking out a parent plus loan to help pay for the cost of school. But you're also seeing this in the private loan sector, where parents and even grandparents are having to co-sign those loans because they're credit-based. So this is absolutely important for parents, grandparents, the entire family to get involved, not just when the student is in school, but when the student's out of school, and absolutely when you're leading up to starting your college education.
Well, Josh, great information. Thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
Josh Harris is with the College of Business at Clemson University, and we will have a link to his school posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.